Techonomics on KGO 810. Welcome to this week's edition of Techonomics. This week, host Jason Middleton kicks things off with robotics, only this time it's robots built to entertain, more than robots that just efficiently get stuff done. A YouTube celebrity shares her robot building skills. Then, with holiday decorations already being displayed in stores, why not get a jump on American consumerism and holiday shopping with a consumer psychologist? And what's shopping season without shopping tips? Techonomics gets under the big data hood with Adobe to find just where the best online deals may be hidden. And Silicon Benchmark journalist and thought leader Kara Swisher joins us for a candid chat about all things tech. All of that and a little more on this week's Techonomics.
Hello and welcome to this week's edition of Techonomics. I am your host, Jason Middleton. It's likely that the phrase artificial intelligence has been coming across your Facebook feed, Twitter roll, just about any source of headlines you may consume. We've tried to address artificial intelligence on this very show more than a few times, and we'll continue to do so this week. Only this time, it's more about not so smart artificial intelligence, if you will. It's more about, well, let's call them crappy robots.
My name is Simone Yetch, and people call me the queen of f***ing robots. No, it's a good thing.
That's Simone Yetch. She is a Swedish inventor, maker, robotics enthusiast, and professional YouTuber. She also has previously worked in MMA sports journalism and as an editor for Sweden's official website, sweden.se.
You should subscribe to my channel if you want robotics projects, TV show parodies, redundant cussing, or random ass like me cleaning out the septic tank on my houseboat.
Simone Yetch made a toothbrush helmet for a children's show pilot episode. That's according to her Wikipedia page, and I'm just going to go with it. I spoke with Simone about her YouTube channel, Simone's Robots. 325,000 subscribers, by the way. And we also veered into her role as a role model and how there is not a handbook for that. Here we go.
Hey, my name is Simone Yetch, and I am the queen of robots, I guess. I'm not sure if that's my title. I'm the director of the company Artificial Stupidity.
Both of those are great jumping off points for me as an interviewer. Let's start with the queen of shitty robots. What makes you the queen, Simone? Why not just the maker of shitty robots? I mean, there's plenty of those. What makes you the best at making shitty robots?
I think the reason that I'm the best at making shitty robots is that I'm probably the only one who does it professionally. It's not because I'm great at it. I think it's probably lack of competition.
Okay, that's fair enough. And speaking of success, you are a YouTube sensation. You're also on a Tested show and podcast as well. How's that been going?
It's been going great. I mean, it's just really fun. Like, the thing is, being a YouTuber or, like, an internet person is in some way a really lonely job. Like, if I did that only, I would just sit at home, build random shit. And film videos of myself talking. So having a context like Tested where I actually get to go, I get to put on pants. Like, I have a reason to put on pants in the morning. I go there to the office and I have somebody to, like, I don't know, ask how they are. It's great. It's nice to have a context.
I watched one of your videos about the wake-up machine, and I cannot imagine having the wake-up machine wake me up and not want to put my pants on and get the hell out of bed after that happened.
Yeah, it's great motivation. You're like, no, I just don't want to stay here in bed because it's awful because I have this, like, horrible-looking plastic arm slapping me.
When we first tried to get you, and you've been very busy, which is cool, but this was back in July, and you had just gone to Asia, maybe even Malaysia, and, you know, you came back and you were like, hey, we really needed a guide for that. And then, since then, I guess you've been in Europe and you're recently back from there. What were you doing overseas?
So I've been traveling, like, every week the last couple of weeks, but I was in Europe. I was in Portland 1 week, then I was in New York, then I was in the UK to shoot a commercial for a popcorn company. Then I was in Denver, and now this week I was just at home, or I was up north of San Francisco in Sonoma County building some things in a workshop. But it's just like, oh my God, I've had my butt on an airplane for way too many hours the last couple of days, like, or last couple of weeks. It's been pretty wild.
And you were getting all hands-on in Sonoma County. So let's start at the beginning with some of this, too. I mean, what got you interested? I mean, when did you start building, and then when did you realize, I really love this, and then when did you get a video camera?
I mean, I've been building things my whole life. Ever since I was a kid, I really liked, I was, like, doing a bunch of woodworking and stuff like that. But it wasn't until about 3 years ago, that I kind of fell into hardware. So I started studying physics in college, but I dropped out after a year. So I'm not like an engineer per se, but I had a lot of ideas that I wanted to prototype, and I was always looking for somebody who could do it for me. And then I realized, like, hey, dumbass, just teach yourself how to do it. So I just started, like, Googling my way forth and learning how to code. And then I kind of just started getting a lot of hardware related ideas, and I started teaching myself about that. And I remember, like, the first time I blinked an Arduino, the Arduino being the microcontroller that I still use for most of my projects.
Right.
And I was like, it was like love at first blink. I was like, I said something, like, I wrote some code, and it's, like, doing it for me. Like, I actually made something physically happen. And I just like knew from the start that this was what I wanted to do. So I just worked my butt off to teach myself about it. And then I kind of, because I built a lot of projects that were kind of like useful. And then I realized I thought the useless was way more fun, because it just gave me an opportunity to cut myself some slack and not have to, I think people often burden themselves with the need to build really useful things. And especially in the beginning when they're learning a new tool, that's like a really big thing to aim for. It's kind of hard to actually be able to build good things.
Right.
So I was just like, I just took that out of the equation and just built ridiculous things. And I thought that they looked really funny. So I started posting them on the internet. And then
right.
The internet happened. Yeah.
And then the internet happened. That's right. We have, Simone, we have an occasional / copyrighted feature of this broadcast called A Teachable Moment. And I'd like for you, if you could, give me a second to define for me what you will, as you will, an Arduino.
I don't know, a teachable moment.
It could be a teachable moment for them.
This ends up being what's called a teachable moment.
So an Arduino is a microcontroller, so it's like a little kind of stupid computer that just looks like a printed circuit board. And it's not really smart, but it's really good at talking to hardware. So you can control, for example, motors or LEDs, or you can read different sensors with it. So you just program it with your computer, and then you can have it interact with all this different kinds of hardware.
We were talking about your videos, and I was watching some over the weekend to prepare for this interview, and our producer, Liana Wilcox, is a huge fan of yours as well. And my daughter, 7-year-old daughter, was in the room as we were YouTubing it, and there's a little bit of salty language in there, and I mentioned that in our pre-interview chat. But it sounds like you have plans to maybe clean that up a little bit?
This is like a constant dilemma for myself, because I really understand that I have a lot of parents writing me and who want to watch my videos with their kids. I actually had this really cute thing where a dad wrote me, and he had watched one of my videos with his daughter, and I had said penis, and he'd like paused the video and been like, we can't listen to this. And his daughter had been like, but what, dad? I love peanuts. And I think it's just something like, I understand that people kind of want to watch them with their kids, but at the same time, like, my sense of humor is not very kid friendly always.
Right.
But so I've been working on, we'll see how it goes. But my plan is to make two versions of my videos. So one that is kind of the way it always is, with jokes and placenta jokes and poop jokes. I don't know which one the kids proof or not.
Right.
And I mean, like, poop jokes, are they kid proof?
Yeah, actually, as a dad, I'm going to go ahead and approve those. And of course, my wife may disagree when she listens to this. But
kids love poop. Like, kids would eat poop if we just let them.
Oh, man, they refer to it all the time. She's playing, but she's an only child. She plays by herself. I hear her referring to poop all the time.
Yeah, so. Great. Poop jokes, say maybe in the kid-friendly video.
All right, very cool.
And, so I have one more, which is the way that they always are, with more adult-gearing jokes, and one kid-friendly version.
Right.
And we'll see how that works out.
And not to be too on the nose here, but we are speaking with Simone Nietzsche, who is the queen of robots. So, Simone, okay, now we've talked about all that, but on a serious tip, my 7-year-old is really kind of inching into STEM, and you might be kind of a, I don't know, a witting, unwitting, or unwanted or wanted leader towards pulling more women and girls into STEM. Is that something that you considered when you got started?
No, it's really weird. Yeah, it's a weird feeling and process, because I'm just like a very random happy hobbyist who likes building things and kind of being put. I've realized that I've become a role model in some aspects, which is never something I signed up for. And it's not like somebody sends out like a role model pamphlet being like, this is how you're a good role model. This is what you need to do. This is what you shouldn't do. So it's a weird thing. Like, I try to do what best I can, but I realize I'm not really great at it. But yeah, it's weird.
Well, as a father of a daughter, I can tell you that it's appreciated, and we need more of it, and keep doing what you're doing, because you, whether you realize it or not, I think that you are pulling people into this, and I think it's only an upside for society, period, and hopefully for your YouTube channel as well. I mean, come on.
Come on. Yeah, I hope so. Well, thank you. That's good to hear. I mean, there's definitely a lot left to do in science communication, and kind of, as much as I'm just doing things with not that much thought of what I'm doing, I also realize that the way that I approach making things and robotics and STEM might be a little bit different from what people usually see. And because I try to mix in comedy with it. And I think that some people come from the comedy and then they kind of get lured in and get stuck in actually being interested in robotics. So that's great. It's like laying out a little honey trap or like a little sugar trap.
Well, Simone, thank you so much for your time this morning.
Thank you so much, Jason. Have a good day.
That was Simone Yetch. She's the queen of shitty robots on YouTube. You can just search for Simone's Robots. Or you can look for her link at facebook.com/Techonomics Radio. We have this segment and all of our Techonomics segments, really, live and archived at kgoradio.com/Techonomics. Now, coming up after the break, it's that time of year again, whether we're ready or not, for holiday shopping.
Most people have already started their holiday shopping now. They've already started it now.
Okay.
And a lot of them are done by the time we reach Black Friday.
Really, early birds? Are your taxes done too? Okay, the stores are decked and the halls are decorated. We have a consumer psychologist to not only help us make sense of Christmas in October, but also some ways to show some constraint during the coming marketing madness. All that comes after we pay these bills. This is Techonomics. I'm Jason Middleton. Come on back.